And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Both House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger said before the legislative session began that a coal ash bill was a top priority. Senators especially were talking tough about forcing Duke Energy to clean up the coal ash ponds that came to the public's attention after a massive spill into the Dan River in February. The Senate and House passed different coal ash bills, and despite the tough talk, both fell well short of what's needed to address the environmental damage being caused by the ponds. Neither bill bans Duke Energy from passing the cost of the cleanup on to ratepayers. That's not much of a shock considering the lobbying power and campaign contributions of the company, but it's astounding that the House and Senate couldn't even agree on which weak bill to pass. It's the biggest environmental disaster in a generation in North Carolina. The public is demanding a response, and Republicans, who control the House and Senate and governor's office, can't come up with one, even a weak one. Doing something would be better than doing nothing, and so far, they have done nothing. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.